one sports betting program that comes out of the Pat McAfee Incorporated Thunderdome. I am Tone Diggs.
And baby Tone.
I forgot what I said. What I say.
It's what you said.
That's Bubba Gumpino. He's a Canadian station. He's a bearded wonder.
Good day, Tony.
Good day to you. Brucey Bruce.
What's going on, dude?
Got a sweet Sigelman Stables hat?
Yes. Yes, I did. It went to New York, came back with a few of these things.
Did you go out with the boys?
I did. I did a bit. Yeah.
Attaboy.
Proud of you.
Good job, Bruce.
Attaboy.
Thanks, boys.
But you didn't this year have your nose to the ground for the draft.
I did not.
So Bruce, I'm not going to lie, Bruce was very upset that he was not here.
Hey, he's our insider.
Yeah, he texted me multiple times.
There is no better time to be in Indianapolis. If you like steak, if you like old fashions, it is the best week to go get a steak and an old fashioned in Indianapolis.
Hell yeah, brother.
The West End Bar is actually very nice.
I don't know if I've ever been there.
It has it's got screens about this whole wall, just massive TV screen. It's phenomenal.
The JW Marriott sports bars also.
I seen Rob Domofsky there.
Bob Domofsky?
Yes.
Did you say hi?
He was kind of holding court. No, I didn't.
At
the West End.
Yeah, that's where.
Yeah.
A close friend of mine, I guess close family member of mine was staying.
Okay.
Your father. Nice.
Yes, my father. How are we?
You could say your dad.
How was your time away?
Tony, it was awesome, dude. It was great. I had a great time. Got to see the family. And then my dad came here. And then the last couple days, I was actually boots to the ground a little bit. I got to see Jerry Jones. At the Prime 47, Jerry Jones was at Prime. I stopped in to just get a nice little espresso martini, maybe talk to a couple
people. You say what up?
You know what? He had a table.
Hey, fucking Jerry, I have ideas.
I mean, I
win a Super Bowl, Jerry.
I mean, I would have told him that we got to move on from Dak if we want to really do it.
That would have gone well. Why did he? What are we doing with the goatee?
I mean, he has so many. He has 25 people around him at all times.
Dak?
Jerry.
Oh.
It's impossible.
I like the goatee for fucking Dak.
I can't.
Yeah, I liked it.
I'm team goatee.
I hate the goatee.
Wow.
I legitimately just goatee in general.
I didn't know that. That hurts.
I think you could. There's so much better things you could. If you're going to go goatee.
Kind of dark side.
Go Fu Manchu or mustache.
I don't like it.
Both cooler.
I don't think so.
No, goatee was so cool. I rocked goatee high school and college.
Goatee it is.
Sticks.
Goatees have mana, brother.
They do not.
You got some mana. You got a little bit of mana.
Mustache has mana.
No, mustache.
Mustache is more like blue collar worker.
And mana.
Okay.
And mana.
That being said, coming out of the... did you guys gamble? Well, Bruce, we got to start with Bruce, because the day... not the day that this show ended. 2 days before the show ended, Bruce said, you get a Hideki at 100-1, 90-1. You got to take Hideki. And then on Sunday, Hideki shot like a 61 and won that tournament.
Maybe the best Sunday round I've ever seen.
And won Bruce a good amount of change.
I was eyes on it. I had 100 to win $8,000 on him. It was awesome. Yeah, it's been a little bit tough sledding outside of that. I went to I've just been losing bets outside of that, but that is obviously a huge.
I didn't bet once all vacation. I said,
that's smart. Last night, very uncharacteristic for me. But Jalen Brunson went down within 20 seconds.
He's gonna be all right.
Of the Knicks game.
He's gonna be all right.
Early indication.
Did you see who reported that?
That he went down or that
no? All right. The guy who reported the
that he's all right.
No, the guy yesterday who said he was hurt and. It was a typo, but he said that the info was from him and Joe Biden.
Yeah.
That thing had like 1,000 quote tweets in like half an hour.
Yeah, but that was the closest I've ever been to being like, hey, void my same game parlay leg, please. But I didn't.
No.
But I was
close. Oh, you wanted to tweet it.
I was close.
Oh.
First, I searched it. I searched Boyd Brunson just to scratch the itch a little. And there it was. It was borderline every reply.
Dude.
To the major books.
Come on.
But yeah, great win.
I went to the first spring training game of the ball season.
Who played?
So it was Dodgers, Padres.
Okay.
Sweet.
Musgrove was starting for the Dads, so I thought, oh, this is going to be good. Bit of a pitcher's duel. Snowman in the top one for the Dodgers.
Was it
14-1?
Was it hits? Was it errors? Was it walks?
Walks.
That's not good baseball.
No, it was tough. It was about an hour first inning.
Wow.
2 days later, went back, saw Rangers and Royals. Rangers scored in the bottom of the eighth to win it. And they actually, it was their first game of spring training, hung the World Series banner at their spring training.
Well, yeah, we're less than a month away.
From, yeah, it was pretty sweet.
From opening day.
And also Arizona State was playing Washington State.
In
Arizona?
No. In what sport?
Basketball.
Okay.
They were 3-point dogs.
Did you go to that one?
Yes. Nice. They won by 10. Electric game. Maybe the best game Arizona State's played all year.
Okay.
Hurley's electric to watch on the sideline, losing his mind.
Yeah, now that we're back, we got things heating up. Okay, we got March Madness coming in. Okay, we're going to deal with conference tourneys and then obviously the tournament. Mm-hmm.
I cannot express this enough. Soccer right now is phenomenal.
Prime cinema. Time.
Like
peak cinema.
EPL is going. Like all the leagues are close. There's drama everywhere. And Inter Miami really flexed their muscle last game.
Yeah, they did, didn't they?
Because there's a lot of people talking a lot of shit after two games. And it just relax.
Did they lose their first two?
No, they won 2-0 against Real Salt Lake, but like they didn't look great.
Yeah.
And then they had to play.
Bob Taylor looked great.
Oh, always does. They played Wednesday and then they went Sunday to LA and Messi tied it late. But like last game, 5-0. I mean, those boys are buzzing.
And then I saw Hugo.
I don't know why they traded.
Hugo wasn't super happy to be in the snow.
I don't know why they traded Yedlin to Cincinnati today. That was an interesting move.
Who knows?
Yeah.
Who knows? So yeah.
Obviously, NBA is heating up, Tony.
NBA is heating up. Hockey's heating up. Golf is heating up.
No, golf sucks.
Yeah, well, next week is the players.
Golf sucks. I hate
the tournament. Cool. The tournament we left before we left was good.
It's
the one with Hideki.
It's missing. It's just not there.
The Kansian Classic is doomed. It is over. No doubt about it.
That for sure. Then you flip on Live this weekend. Anthony Kim's got an untucked polo shooting a fucking 78. And I'm like, this is sweet too, I guess.
The t-shirt at the practice round was sick.
I tell you what, Live Golf does the promo video. Unbelievable. Sure. They are good on social. It's a tough
spot. We all just come back together and be friends.
Someone make a fucking deal. Just get it done.
Where do we want to start today?
Joaquin Niemann was invited to the players today, so it seems like he will end up getting invited to every major.
So why is that?
But the players is not.
Because he's just the best live player, and he, like, when he was on the PGA Tour, he was a live bullet, you know, so
he's hot right now.
Yeah, I'm glad he's in there. His buddy, I forget what country they are from, Argentina maybe?
When they did Full Swing together, their episode was
Mito Pereira, who was leading late at the PGA.
Does that come out this weekend?
The PGA Championship?
Or the Players?
Full Swings
players
this week, right?
Players is not a major, it was the PGA.
Right?
Was what? Yeah, Full Swings.
Full Swings this week?
Yeah. Oh, they're doing season two.
Oh, if you get a chance. I mean, even if you don't watch soccer, the Super League doc on Apple is phenomenal. It's four parts. If you don't watch soccer, it's almost better because it explains how everything works with all the divisions and stuff. It's very good.
Okay. Coming out of the Combine, Caleb Williams minus 1600 to go overall. Yeah. Feels like that's going to be Drake Mays minus 140 to go two. And Jaden Daniels is tied with Drake May plus 175 to go three.
What's Jaden to go two?
Jaden to go two is plus 125.
I'm going to throw on that.
Yeah.
Okay, so, since now that we know that Drake May is just Mason Rudolph.
That's what Kurt Benkert said.
I might just forget.
Kurt Benkert said that.
I do think.
Yeah, it was.
He also said that Caleb Williams kind of stinks. He didn't really say that, but he broke down his film and was like,
Kurt's
a clear hitch route here.
Caleb's got a lot of haters.
Yeah, Kurt's doing a bit too much.
Yeah.
You know?
Let's start in the NBA tonight.
All right.
Okay.
All right.
All right.
NBA night kind of stinks, just to be completely honest.
I got one play.
Yeah,
I'm live.
I'm not betting Memphis and Brooklyn. I don't know if any.
It's Bucks earlier on the money line, but
Bucks are not hot.
I'm not laying 4.5.
Bucks are a hot program. Clippers are coming off a game last night. That's probably why it's 5, I'm assuming. Is everyone going for the Clips?
Probably Harden was 0-10 yesterday.
Yeah, I did not see anybody on the injury report, so I was gonna lay the plus 5 with the Clippers. That's really the only bet that I really do like. Clippers have been sliding. The Bucks haven't been world beaters this year, though. So
the Bucks are hot. The Bucks have been hot, and specifically, they've picked it up substantially defensively.
Yes.
So I'm laying the 175 personally
for the Clippers. Russ is still out.
See, like that's an injury that just boosts the team.
Norman Powell's so good.
I got two plays tonight.
I got OKC money line.
I got OKC plus the one.
All right.
Yeah, you never know.
No, it's flipped. Okay. They're minus 1.5.
I got a plus one this morning. they are also on a back-to-back, but they are 7-3 ATS on a back-to-back are the Thunder. And then the other one.
40,000, so many points, dude.
So many points. It's a lot of points.
Averaging 27 for basically 30 years.
Just sucks that whenever he has an accomplishment, it's always in a game that they lose.
Well, yeah, they lose a bunch of games now because they stink.
They just got to get in.
I'm going to go OKC. And then I am going to lay it with the Jazz at home.
Ooh.
The Jazz have been bad.
I know.
You know who's been worse than the Jazz?
The fucking Pistons.
Well, the Pistons have been bad too, but they're playing the Wizards tonight.
Oh, yeah, the Wizards are the Pistons now.
The Wizards are currently the Pistons.
In my opinion, I think that the Pistons are a little bit better than the
Wizards. Yeah, because they have young talent at least.
And the Wizards have not.
But the Jazz at least, so they're 2-8 in their last 10, which is not good.
Our boy George has been playing well though.
And I think
Lauri
Markkanen's out.
You can't be betting this thing.
Bro, it's like 5.5, dude. It's like a good amount.
Yep, 5.5. But they are 18-11 at home. Like the Jazz play.
It's a tough bar.
You were there.
Hey, it sells out. They sell out every game.
Wiz are 6-26 on the road.
9-51 is so gross.
These teams suck.
Whoa, yeah. Take it easy.
But I will be taking the Jazz and the Thunder tonight.
That's right.
Maybe.
No, it is. That's what I said.
I kind of do like Chicago plus the 7 just because De'Aaron Fox is like questionable, but that's the only other game that I looked at.
Bulls stink on the road though.
I know. The Bulls suck on the road. The Lakers, if you bet the Lakers tonight, it's the biggest mark bet of all time. Oklahoma City at minus 125 is so unbelievably nice.
I was worried about the back-to-back, but they've played well on back.
It doesn't.
Yeah.
The Lakers stink.
Whoa.
No.
It's your team.
Dude.
Well, dude, they're just not.
They're not bad.
Yeah, because they've actually started to play. Darvin Ham's an idiot. Darvin Ham was.
Whoa.
He was starting Cam Reddish, playing him 5 minutes a game.
Reddish is
and
a
he had Austin
dog.
Reeves oh, coming okay. off the bench.
That's LeBron's D'Angelo decision. Russell.
No, it wasn't. Yeah. Austin Reeves loves playing with LeBron James. Why do you think they signed him to a big deal?
Yeah, but I'm just saying.
I will pile on Cam Reddish. He's.
What?
We're not piling on Cam Reddish.
Come on, man.
First day back, dude. Jeez.
Can't we just be happy?
We don't need the negative vibe.
You can't be happy as a Lakers fan.
Nick, brothers. Welcome back.
How are we doing?
Good. How are you?
Yeah, the Penguins fucking stink. Oh. You know, I'm not going to bring that negativity in here.
I think they can make a run, but you know who?
You're out of your mind.
When they blew that game to Calgary,
that was
on Saturday.
Crazier things have happened.
That was.
Tony, let me tell you this.
Edmonton was free money last
since
night. Free money. They were like minus 180 money line.
Since Thanksgiving, I think 15 of the 16 playoff teams have not changed. They've changed seeds, but those particular teams have not changed in terms of 1-8, 1-8.
But just watch, okay? It's March now.
This is March.
Mm-hmm. Where
Bruce,
because you don't just need
there are
yourself
crazy
to play
tweets on that front,
you need everyone else to play worse. I just don't see it happen.
You see that,
anyways? Let's get into it.
That was crazy.
Drop the fucking puck.
Starting Columbus.
What was the guy's name again?
Carmine. No,
yeah,
drop the puck, Carmine.
Drop the puck, Carmine. When's Gabe Morency coming on?
Soon. You gotta pick and choose your spots. Okay, with Gabe,
number 89.
Any thoughts on taking the Blue Jacks tonight?
No, I like the Vegas in 60 there.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I was staying.
There is no thought of taking the Blue Jays.
Florida versus the Rangers. Obviously, game of the night here. Two very, very red hot teams.
Might not even be game of the
night. Panthers 9-1 in their last 10. Rangers 8-1-1 in their last 10.
14-2 since
it's pretty good.
Late January.
Jeez Louise.
Panthers are good on the road too. 21-8-1-1. Rags 21-7 at home.
Yeah.
It's a good game tonight.
Good tilt. Put me down for the Rangers at home plus money, please.
Okay. Put me down for the Florida Panthers.
Whoa.
On the road. Oh. Coming into town.
Who's Rampy gonna tussle with tonight? They got a big dog over there.
They don't have Gudas anymore. And not that Gudas is like a fighter.
Where is Gudas?
Where is Goody?
So I think he's in Anaheim now.
You get paid?
Maybe a night off for Rampy.
The butcher always gets
paid. I think Rampy might be,
this might be a game where Rampy doesn't have to. This one may be one of those ones where everyone's clamoring for him to, fight.
This is a,
toss on a fishbowl, fella.
We can't have you in the sin bin for fucking 10 minutes in this one.
Okay. But, I'm sure Kachuk will, get him riled up a little bit and get him going, and we'll see.
All right. St. Louis is in Philly. Philly minus 140 range.
See you later.
They got nothing here.
Yeah, I'm out.
I'm going to take Philly at home.
Cheeky.
Tots.
Yeah, I've been waiting for this thing to cool off. It's not happening. They're playing.
Is the NHL PA suing Torts yet for yelling at a player?
Yeah, when did Philly get so soft?
What happened?
Torts just chewed out. It was Bobby Brink, I think.
Yeah.
What a sweet name too, Bobby Brink.
Yeah.
As he was coming off the ice after a shift, and a bunch of Philly fans were like,
when's the NHL PA
wanting to get in NHL team about because this? Torts was yelling at a player coming up.
Do you know where the Flyers are 32-23-7? Do you know where the Flyers would be without Torts?
Fucking 23-32-7.
If they were lucky. They'd like Torts had fucking turned this team around from dog shit.
Trust me, I know.
And they haven't added any player.
Yeah, this rebuild has gone much faster than
what are we talking about, man?
Best coach in the
league. And they lost their goalie.
Yeah.
We're not talking about that. That was an all-star caliber goaltender that is not playing this year. Played half the year. You get it.
All right. I think I'm going to make a play here.
You're on the Bs.
Boston at Toronto.
Yes, plus money, please.
No, I'm going to take the Leafs.
Oh,
ooh, really? See, I think I'm Bruins.
They're playing good puck.
I think I'm Bruins tonight, Oilers tomorrow.
So
Bruins got a bit of a look ahead here to tomorrow.
Well, Bs are a bit of a schneid.
Yeah, they are a bit of a schneid. That's
4-4-5 since the All-Star break.
Yeah. I'm taking the Leafs.
They allowed three or more goals in the past 11 games.
I did lose most of my balance in my account betting on
I believe while Bs. We were away.
Bs and Pasta.
I believe while we were away, Pasta did score and they did
win. Well, do you know when it happened?
No, they lost.
Against Texas. The Stars, so I didn't fucking bet it.
So I'm staying away from
happy
this one
days.
Just because everything is screaming Toronto going to this, but Bs typically play Toronto well, so you think they'd get up for this one. Swayman's in net, that's a good sign. Nothing for me though.
There is that old saying, if you want to win, put Swayman in.
They do say that.
So I you show me the Bs at plus money, I will show you my bank account.
The Lanch are $4 favorites if anybody wants.
I actually am going to take the Lanch 2.5. I'm going to do it.
Okay.
I'm going to do it. And here's why. They just lost to the Preds 5-1. They're going to be hungry. They're going to come out.
Oh, you're going against Bedard.
You want to fucking play. You want to put your skates back on, get back out there. First chance you get after getting smacked like that. And they're fucking unbeatable at home. They're 23-6 at home. So I think they'll fill the net. I think. Let's go, Colorado. Come on, Lanch. Let's get it done.
I'm going to go with the Streaks, and I'm also going to take Calgary tonight versus the Kraken.
I leaned Calgary. I'm not going to take anything here. It worries me because
a lot of people doing crack in Calgary. Yeah,
they've already started to sell.
There was a spot to be doing crack.
They've already started.
It would be Calgary.
And it hasn't hurt them yet, really, but I just don't like this one either way. So
okay.
Nothing.
Okay.
Right.
Thank you, Nick. It's
good slate.
It's
good luck, boys.
Good slate.
Game, huh?
It's good slate.
Good job, Nick.
Couple big games.
Who are you on, Bruce?
You're taking the Rags, right?
I'll take the Rags and the Bruins.
Yep.
They're Say Bebe.
Yes.
There's Say Bebe. I got two questions for you.
A couple questions.
And I know we're going to be on the opposite sides of one of them, I think.
Before your question, Bruce.
I have a future,
a Baylor to win the Natty. Was that the question?
No. I knew that's why you were going to probably disagree with my question.
Oh, go ahead.
Do you like Texas plus 6.5 tonight? And do you like NC State?
Okay, so if there was a side to take with the spread, I would lean Texas there. But what I have done, Bruce, I've put Duke and Baylor in a money line parlay because I think they both win. I don't know about covering that spread. I don't love it. So that's what I did with those two games.
Yeah, I like Texas at against the spread. But what was your Baylor number?
What's that?
The future.
Oh, sorry. Let me pull it up here. Futures. Championship winner. Baylor is... Oh, we're down there, boys.
It kind of stinks how UConn is...
Baylor's plus 5,000 right now.
Ooh, wow.
That's good
enough. So they went... They lost two straight, but the second game they lost in overtime to Houston, who was ranked number one. And then everyone was on them against TCU and TCU. They go into TCU, they win. They play Kansas on Saturday. They favored by 5.5. Everybody's on Kansas. Baylor covers again. I love...
Kid likes Baylor.
I like coach. I like Coach Drew. Like, I feel like March Madness more than anything, like... Your coaches matter. Like, I love Shaka Smart more than anything.
Feels like they always flip it on late.
Yeah. And like, you get to the tournament and Shaka Smart just can't figure it out. Like, I like that Baylor team. Houston is very good. UConn is very good. Arizona is very good. I think Purdue, you're looking at it's going to happen again. You know what I mean? I like North Carolina. I think Tennessee will get got. Tennessee, Alabama was a very good game on Saturday night as well.
Yeah.
I just saw that kid from Tennessee. He played ball.
Oh yeah, Tennessee is very good.
It's obviously the chalkiest.
Is Barnes ever. Still at fucking Tennessee?
Coach.
Mm-hmm.
Dick Barnes. Where else would he be?
Well, I didn't know he's getting old.
No, true. He's still doing it.
Yeah, it is Rick Barnes.
Miami's kind of falling flat on their face, which is a damn shame. I like that team.
You could get him. I just saw there at the very bottom plus 60,000 to win the title.
I don't know if they're going to make it.
That's probably why they're plus 60.
Like, are they in the tournament?
They have the same odds as App State.
Do you guys want to know who the hottest team in college basketball is right now, actually, currently? Without their best player, they did beat Colorado State on a buzzer beater. Go fucking Nevada Wolfpack, baby.
There you go.
Uh-huh.
Fuck yeah. Nevada, babe.
You heard it first.
Uh-huh.
What's Nevada Wolfpack to win it all?
Plus 17,000.
Yep.
Fuck. Good deal.
Put me there. $10.
They're same odds as Indiana State.
What happened to Weber State? Yeah. Are they there minus 4.5 now?
Today?
Yeah.
I don't know.
They were money line pretty decently priced. I'm not laying that. So, like I said, Baylor Duke money line parlay. And then it's just a classic battle here. I like Nicholls State money line at Northwestern State.
Okay.
Yeah. That's all I got.
Is Flipikowski playing or is he dead? Purdue tonight.
He's in.
Okay.
Yeah, he's in.
Like I said,
thank God.
My thing is, even if he didn't get tested, just maybe you should have just gotten tested for whatever it was. Do you know what I mean?
I mean, the players on the Duke people on the court were yelling medic. So
yeah.
medic up front. We got a man down.
That was one of those things where you look at what's happening on Twitter and like I thought about tweeting something and I was like, I'm just not gonna do this to myself. There's no matter what take you had on it, that tweet was getting annihilated one way. I just
did perfectly Duke. And shout out to this new coach just being the Dukiest Duke.
Oh yeah.
Well, he was.
I'm surprised. Yeah, I'm surprised
Duke.
Yeah, I'm surprised Coach K didn't like go to the podium with him somehow.
Coach K might come out of the woodwork for this.
Yeah, I thought we would have heard from him by now.
He might give a speech.
No, Shire was
at NC
State. I am at heart a UNC guy.
Yeah, no,
if there's one college basketball program I root for, it's UNC. So I hate that fucking school. Yeah, Shire is classic.
Oh, yeah.
I like UNC, too. I'm not going to say like I'm a fucking diehard UNC fan, obviously. I fuck with UConn harder, but... Hayden Duke, it's just as American as apple pie. You Bingo. Just have to do
Bingo.
It.
Dude. Or you root for him and the Lakers and the Cowboys. And
I don't root for Duke.
It's a shocker.
You kind of do.
Oh, the Yanks are playing the Marlins?
Just by Lakers-Cowboys association, you're kind of a Duke
fan. I have a North Carolina lacrosse fucking t-shirt that I work out in.
That's all pretty cool.
Time.
All right.
What did you just say?
He's on the bump for the Yanks tonight, Bruce. We know.
I don't.
You're getting plus 1.5 against the Marlins.
Also, I don't root for the... Who said that I'm rooting for the Yankees? Fuck you guys.
Rodon's spinning the pill.
You know who you...
That's good
are stuff. You still a White Sox fan?
Yeah, you should. You know who you are a fan of now because of Tim Anderson? You are a Miami Marlins fan.
Yeah, which actually sucks. So I'm dropping Tim Anderson. He gave up on the White Sox last year and actually made me not like baseball at all. So I'm with Ohtani and his fucking boy. Going back to Dodgers.
All right, yeah.
There is Champions League tomorrow, but I
Don't love it?
No. Okay.
Are we dealing with some aggregates? Yeah, we are.
So
Copenhagen, dude, they gotta get away.
I almost wanted to take Bayern just to advance because they're down a goal, but it's still minus 220, and they have been playing like absolute shit.
So maybe the other
side. I saw Pulisic, our boy, was getting into it when the Lazio fell a good bit.
Oh yeah,
real chippy out there.
Yeah, Serie A is
also don't look now, but a few players depart the program, and it feels like U.S. Women's National Team is back.
Yeah,
Alex Morgan,
the new blood back.
Alex Morgan is being a dog. The new number 10. The name escapes, but she slotted a penalty right in Colombia's grill. It's good stuff.
And it's Man City Liverpool on Sunday.
Ooh, for glory.
Yeah, that's about as big as they come.
For legacy.
Dude. For legacy, for glory.
Holland missed a sitter early.
Yeah, dude, Nunez banging that goal in the 99th. I was fucking losing my mind, dude. The best tweet I saw was this guy from Liverpool. He's like, I'm 35 years old. I've grown up my whole life in Liverpool. And Nunez is more of a Scouser than I'll ever be. The guy's a fucking madman, dude.
Liverpool scores in the 96th, 98th, or 99th minute of every single game that they play.
Dude, City was down to Man U, and then Foden scores two. They went up in the 80th. But.
Yeah, I was doing a connecting flight shuffle, and as I was transitioning, it was 1-0. I was like, oh, United.
Good, I was gassed Rashford. Up. Rashford did a beauty, but...
And then you land in India, and nope.
Man City has been down, it feels like, in every game they've played in the EPL lately, and they just find a way to win.
This is a bit of a teaser, but I think we're going to have good juxtaposition between Connor's connecting flight tail and mine tomorrow on the pod.
I'm excited for it.
Oh, God.
You guys... Oh, no. Oh, I'll save it.
I have a good travel story as well.
Love it.
Well, I mean, it's not as good as yours, but it is it's a classic Seinfeld reference.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Anything else?
Oh, Tony, I got some for you.
Okay.
Hey, man.
Yeah, come on.
Had 2 weeks to find one here.
Well,
right, Robin. Well, Tony?
Yep.
This is the start of the football offseason.
Mm-hmm.
That's what we like to call it here.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd like to just remind everybody... Every new beginning comes from some other beginning's end.
Who said that?
I'm not trying. Come on, bro.
What's the band?
It's a pretty popular band.
Is that Eagle
Eye? Seneca?
Is that Eagle Eye Cherry?
I mean, that's not.
I think it might be like a company.
Is that Eagle Eye Cherry?
I think that's the company that made this graphic.
Yeah, there's no attribution.
What's?
It's Closing Time by
Semisonic.
Semisonic.
Ooh. What did Eagle Eye Cherry do? Hold on.
It's not our best start.
That's in the Closing Time. That's in that song.
Yes.
Yeah.
Wait, what?
What song did Eagle Eye Cherry do? Save Tonight. Save Tonight. We'll fight the break of dawn. Cause tomorrow.
Well, Mitt.
Tomorrow will be gone. Save Tonight. Maybe do that one tomorrow. Eagle Eye Cherry.
All right. Good luck.
God bless.